A long, long time ago, right in the center of Africa.
It's one of the oldest strategy games in the world. Kisoro has been played for centuries in almost all African countries. Now this ancestral tradition is being played for peace.
Common, a game of strategy, reserved for only the wise and the elite.
Kisoro tribal game depicts the story of two rival kingdoms that are locked in a bloody battle for control of their local river and access to its rich resources. It's a classic story played out all too often on the African continent. Today, the creator of Kisoro tribal game, the Central African Teddy Kosako, wants to change the narrative.
I started this project after 2 years at university. At that period, I was studying computer science, and at the end of my formation, I decided to start a project. So the aim of this project is to promote my country first, the Central African Republic, a country that is unknown in the world, and also to value Africa and to show that Africa can bring a lot to the world in terms of culture.
The Central African Republic, or CAR, is above all renowned for violence. The country has been in turmoil since the overthrow of former President François Bozizé in 2013, which sparked conflict between the rival Seleka and anti-Balaka militias. Rich in gold, diamonds and uranium, CAR has proven irresistible to warlords and has seen six coups since its independence in 1960. Kosako believes that his game can change people's perceptions of a country plagued by violence.
You have to know that many people around the world doesn't know that Central African Republic exists. When I started my project, I want first to tell the people that there is a country situated in the middle of Africa that's name is Central African Republic. So it was the first aim of this project. Then, for people who know this country and know the actual situation, I want to show to these people that in my country, there is not only conflicts. There are many people who can share ideas, we can innovate, and we can also try to fight war using peaceful tools.
That tool is Kisoro. The game's main character is a young orphan.
One day, there is a young orphan who decided to tell to his king that they are nothing in common with the opponent, but they have just this board game. So why couldn't they use this board game to resolve the conflict?
This is the Central African Republic that Kosako chooses to see, a country of peace, and it's a fiction that the young developer hopes will one day become a reality.
Of course, because when I started to write this story inside my game, I decided to use the case of my country. And the story I wrote inside my game was inspired from all these African countries that are going through difficult times, as it is the case of my country. In my country, it is very difficult to talk about the situation. And so thanks to my game, it was a bit easy to say to people that they have to stop the war and they have to try to find themselves solutions. Solutions are not going to come from elites, from United Nations, or from many other countries in the world. People have to take their life in the hand and fight for solutions.
The virtual peace offered by Kisoro tribal game is far removed from the current violence in the Central African Republic, which last week saw fresh clashes that killed at least 21 people, including one UN peacekeeper. Most of those killed were young people enrolled by criminal gangs, according to the head of a UN peacekeeping mission. Through his game, Kosako wants to offer Africa's youth alternatives to violence.
When I returned to Central African Republic in July 2007, I succeeded thanks to this story to tell to young people that they have to take control of their country and to find solutions to the conflicts. Exactly like the character of the Kisoro tribal game. For me, young people do not have to take guns to resolve these conflicts. There are many peaceful ways. They do not have to wait for the solutions. come from the elites. They must be source of proposition, like the character of my game.
Since the start of the latest conflict in 2012, up to 10,000 children have been enrolled by rebel groups on both sides of the divide. Given the gravity of the situation, is it fair to make a game out of a cruel reality?
My game deals with a subject that is the reality of many young people in Africa. And I took care to put very quickly the light on the main character, the young orphan who will save the kingdom. Clearly displayed objective is to quickly show that war is not a solution. Also, in my game, I do not say that this or that kingdom is responsible for the war, but that the world divides instead of gathering. People will win more to sit around a table and play a game. They will see that they have many things in common. I don't want to say that, hey, people look at in Africa, there are many wars, there are many orphans. But I would like to say that there are some situations, and these situations are reality. And there are also some tools, some ways to try to avoid and to correct these situations in the future. I'm African, and my proposal is not to ridicule Africa and the situation in Africa.
Born in the Central African Republic, Kotoko moved to France at the onset of the 2012 conflict to study computer science and management, and it was here that he was introduced to gaming culture. But he never forgot his past.
I experienced the war in 1998 and the coup d'etat in 2003. And so for me, these are very bad experiences. A few months after my departure for France, my country sank into another crisis, the deadliest of its history. So I know that war is something very horrible. That is why in all of my projects, peace and fraternity are a very important part.
Kotoko's game has attracted wide interest, including from politicians in the CAR, who are now using Kisoro tribal game as a weapon of reconciliation.
Of course, I'm very surprised. And at the beginning, I was very happy. And it has been an honor for me to see that many people in my country and also the government officials are playing this game. And I think that the work I do has positive echo even to politicians. So for me, that is a good sign for the future.
After the success of Kisoro Tribal Game, what next for Kotoko?
With my team, we're preparing another project, more ambitious, that will allow African and the world, yours, to discover one of the most powerful kingdoms of its time, the Songhai Empire. We put forward a Central African inspector who is in the past to solve the mystery around the death of Sunni Ali Ber, one of the greatest conquerors of Africa. So we want the African youth to know that they have a great past and that they must work hard for the future to have a great future too.
Kotoko, like other game developers, is betting on the growth and use of smartphones and tablets in Africa to tap into a global appetite for games that use unique local narratives. With its African myths and legends, Kisoro Tribal Game has been compared to the blockbuster movie Black Panther, a film that also portrays the continent in a positive light.
My son, it is your time.
As for Kotoko, he's now working on his next big project, The Tale of a Central African Detective, with the ultimate aim of one day creating the first video game studio based on Africa here in Europe.